Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We must find the will of God. We must search the Word. We must hear the Word. We must pray and seek God until we find the will of God. Right? And then get persuaded. And if He said that it was His will that we live long and be satisfied, then no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter how many experts have told us we can't live, that doesn't move us. We say, no. Now the will of God is that I live long and be satisfied. And I ain't that old and I ain't satisfied. Right? So here we go. Yeah, but you have to die, said who? Who said I had to die? Well, you can't live with that condition, said who? The God who said, with long life, I'll satisfy you and show you my salvation is more than enough to fix this so that His word comes to pass in my life. But this ambiguity, this maybe it is, maybe it's not, I hope so, y'all pray, we'll see. None of that works. None of it's faith. None of it's Bible. None of it pleases God. He said, get something. Didn't He? Get it. Get serious about God. Now see, first of all, you got to believe you can find it. What did Jesus say? We read it recently. Didn't we? How many real recently you read about the man that somebody came visit him at midnight and he didn't have anything to eat? We just got through reading that, right? So what did he do? He went over to his neighbor's house. Knock, 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 midnight. Said, hey, Boudreaux. Fontenot and them done come to the house and I ain't got nothing to feed them. You got to get up and give me some gumbo. But if he says, no, don't bother me, we all asleep. No. He said, no, he will get up and give it to him. The King James says, because of his importunity. Now, some people have taken that and made it into something it is not. If you look up that word, it means shamelessness. Some of the synonyms include forward, bold, cheeky. That's a good English word. Cheeky. That means you just step right up. He said he won't get up and give him his gumbo because he's his friend, because he's bugging him right now and he woke him up out of a deep sleep, but he will give it to him because the man was brass enough to just walk up there and ask. Now that's got to be the meaning, because the very next verse Jesus said, ask. Didn't he? What he said? Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it'll be open to you, for everyone that asks receives. Everyone that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be open. You don't just drift through life and say whatever will be. No, you got to get aggressive about finding the wisdom of God, finding the plan of God, getting the will of God so you know what to stand on. He said, don't be unwise. But understand, well, some of you don't know that that's in the Bible, I guess. So go, hold your place in Proverbs. Go to Ephesians real quickly. This will work because this is beside another passage we need to go to. Ephesians, the 5th chapter and verse 17. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 5:17. If you didn't know it, mark it. Don't let it get away from you. What did you say? Wherefore, be ye not what? So we're talking about the wisdom of God. So he said, don't be unwise, but what? But understanding. Now that's a key word. We're going to see that again. We just, in our text, what do we read? Get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding, right? Get it. Is that connected with the will of God? Absolutely. Absolutely. The wisdom of God is inseparable from the will of God and the plan of God. Be not unwise, but what? Understanding what the will of the Lord is. Are we supposed to understand what the will of the Lord is? Can we understand what the will of the Lord? Can we know whether it's His will to heal us or not? Can we know whether it's His will for us to have money to pay our bills or not? Can we know? Yes, we can. Can we know if it's His will to marry this person or not marry this person? To go this way in a vocation or not? Where to live? What church to be at? Can we know? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. But the reason I say it and I belabor it is because there are millions of people still believing junk. You know, about, well, you know, well, now, Brother Keith, we don't always know just what we need. Well, that ain't no newsflash. There's a ton of stuff we don't know. You could fill the ocean with books about what we don't know. What's that got to do with this? Us not knowing some stuff is no excuse to just be spiritually lazy and bump through life. We don't know what the will of the Lord is, and, you know, He'll just do what He's going to do. No, no. We have a responsibility to seek and ask and pursue and get the will of God, get the wisdom of God. How many have already found out in life the things that really matter? They're not just going to fall on you. Right? You got to get up and go looking for them. I mean, when God rains manna out of the sky, you still got to go pick it up. Is that right? You can't just lay in the tent and make confessions. You still got to go get it. Right? You got to go get it. Somebody said, go get it. And we must become interested and hungry and believing we can find the will of God for every area of our life. We can find the plan of God. We can get wisdom of God on this thing. Oh, y'all are not hearing me good enough. I don't care what comes up, how perplexing it looks, how difficult it may seem, we can by faith say, oh, no, no, there's wisdom for this. There's God's got a wisdom for this, for me to know what to do and how to do and when, and I can get it. So here I go, I'm looking for it. Now see, last week we talked about it. We read the passage, you remember? Wisdom is calling out. Yeah. Remember that? It's calling, said, hey, Keith, Susie, Bob, what needs to happen? We read the other chapter. What does it say? If you lift up your voice, if you cry back and say, yeah, wisdom, I'm here. I'm right here. I'm here. I'm ready to receive my wisdom. I'm looking for it. You get up every morning and you're checking, you're looking to God and you're checking your heart going, yeah, there's wisdom for this. There's wisdom for me to know what to do and how to say it. Every area of my life, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's talk further about this word understanding, because it is such a big part. Well, how should I say it? It's directly connected with wisdom. You saw it in this passage. Get wisdom. And with all you're getting, do what? Get understanding. Now, let's talk a little bit of what is wisdom? The thing that we've given you so far, the word literally is skill or skillful. And you see how that applies as we look further into the word. But to be wise is to be skillful with knowledge and with understanding. Let's talk about these three words a little bit. Knowledge. Knowing something. Knowledge isn't wisdom. You can know all kind of stuff and be a fool. You can be able to rattle off statistics and numbers, and you can quote all kind of stuff for days and have no wisdom. Knowing stuff is knowing stuff. It is not being wise. You can know all kind of stuff and not have understanding. Understanding is different from knowledge. I don't think understanding and wisdom has been emphasized in our society like it should be. Knowledge has been emphasized. And it takes a lot more than knowledge to be a success in life. That's why you'll see some of the so-called brilliant people just have a mess of a life and commit suicide at 35. I mean, they got 5 doctorates and they finished this school and that school when they were 15 and 18 and they're considered brilliant and a genius. Well, what does that mean? They know a lot of stuff. That doesn't make you a good man. Doesn't mean you have any understanding. Doesn't mean you have any wisdom. Now, knowledge is good. Knowledge of good things. There's a lot of knowledge you should not want or seek. And we live in the information age. And you, if any generation ever had access to information, we do. I mean, you type one thing in on the internet and have 3 million hits on it of different things that you could find out about it. Yeah, but you got a short life. And we ought to figure out what's important and what's unimportant. And spend our time on things that are important and not waste our time on the unimportant, insignificant stuff. Now, I'm getting into the definition of understanding. Wisdom has to do with skill and being skillful. And one definition we read talked about a mastery of the art of living in accordance with God's expectations. That's one scholar's definition. A mastery of the art of living in accordance with God's expectations. One definition of wisdom is the ability to make right choices at the opportune time. Again, it's skillful at handling what you know and what you understand. Skillful. So knowledge, very simply, is knowing something, being aware of something. But then understanding, one definition of that, is to grasp the meaning, nature, significance, or value of something.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Established by Understanding, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1602C. That's R-1602C, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thanks be to God.